7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little money, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little money, but when them think then thing goes another way. Oh, when them think then thing goes another way. Did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and these things. Cause when them think then thing go the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead. Anyway, for them, third world people like, but a small price to be paid. They think they're great, feeling no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming, but when them think them thing goes the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead. Richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, they're so far.
Greetings, greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date. This is for the recording date of Sunday, September the 8th, 2013. So now, surely this is Quran, chapter 6, verse 84, section 10. Prophets among Abraham's descendants is the title of this section. Surely thy Lord is wise, knowing. Lord in the African Hebrew language is Yahweh, Yahweh. Found under the number 3068, means existing one. This is rooted etymologically in Hayah 1961, to be, become, come to pass, exist, happen, fall out, because the Almighty Yahweh Yahweh is giving birth to the universe. And as the Africans studied birth and study how the mother got on the birthing chair and the child fell out from where the child originated from, which is that particular mother, the universe is seen as falling out, to be, to become, come to pass, exist. The cause of all the effects is Yahweh, Yahweh, existing. And what scientist will argue against the scientific reality that all that we see in the material universe and world and earth came out of L-I-F-E, life. So Yahweh, Yahweh is a scientific word that describes life, giving birth to life, existence, giving birth to existence. Existence and life is the causative factor causing all to come into being and come to pass and exist. So scientifically, life has to be father and mother. So in Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yahweh, the Lord, as begetting and conceiving, because life is father and mother begetting and conceiving and giving birth to all that exists and lives. So thy Lord is wise, knowing. I want to hit the word wisdom again right quick. I want to move to knowledge, but wisdom, a feminine attribute, the spirit of wisdom. The word wisdom is chokmah. This is a feminine noun defined as skill in war, in administration, shrewdness, wisdom, prudence, in religious affairs, ethic and religious. Look at the woman. Look at the sacred feminine power and reality. And let me see, is it 2454? I want to hit 2454. Get to the etymological root of this word. I'm going the wrong way, sisters and brothers. 2454, kokmot. Because in the book of Proverbs, we hear Mama Wisdom talking for herself. And she talks about how she was with the Almighty Father as Father, along with Wisdom, both of them working hard in this creation. Both of them working to bring about creation. Kokmot 2454. Is defined as simply wisdom. And she, Almighty Mother Wisdom, called Mother Holy Spirit, called Allah in Islam and in the African Hebrew language. She talks about the beginnings of creation in Proverbs chapter 8. And she talks in detail about how she and the Almighty Father, collectively called Yahweh, Yahuwah, in Numbers chapter 11, begetting and conceiving. So the Lord is wisdom. The Lord is wise. The Lord has this feminine reality within the Lord. But what about knowing? Let me hit that word know. Knowledge. Let me see. Let's go for know right quick. The word know is found under the number 3045? It's a verb, and a verb can be related to the masculine. Because within the scientific study of the universe of masculine and feminine, it's the masculine that takes action. If the masculine or the male does not take action and emit that germ of life called sperm into the receptacle, the feminine, the womb, the mother, then there is no life. So this word verb, this word knowledge, yada, 3045 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, is a verb. And this teaches us that the male must take action with the female in order to produce. This word know, to learn to know. And all of us have the ability to learn to know. This word means to perceive. Let's hit that word perceive right quickly. And I love you and appreciate you for having patience with me as I go into the definitions of these words. To become aware or conscious of something. To come to realize or understand, to become aware of through the senses, especially to observe. So we are to be observant human beings. We are to see, to view, to perceive, to know, to use all of our senses. Sight, smell, hearing, touch. Aren't there five senses? A smell. Yeah. Sight, hearing, taste, smell, and touch. And did not that word principality say the fifth rule in the nine-stage hierarchical rule of the celestial hierarchy and the human being? Oh man, did I stumble up on something? The human being has five senses, and the word principality is also defined as the prince. And is not Satan called the prince, the prince and the power of the air? And the Satan has only stolen the power of the human being. Is the human being the prince and the princess, the fifth stage in the power and rule of the nine-stage celestial hierarchical rule? And when we are raptured and we examine those words rapture and air in the Greek language, and it talked about the air on this side of the universe, the lower air, the atmosphere, and we talked about how we are to become the rulers of the atmosphere, the rulers of the atmosphere for truth, justice, and righteousness, meaning we knock Satan out of his position of power as the prince of the air. We become the prince and the princess and the power of the atmosphere, and we control the atmosphere with truth, justice, and righteousness. And this only comes about because we are now becoming aware and perceiving and using our five senses, even the sixth sense, the spirit sense, the hidden and unseen sense. Wow, sisters and brothers, it's amazing what we learned. Five senses, principality, the fifth level of the nine stages of hierarchical celestial rule. The human being, the fifth stage, five senses, perceive, understand, know, knowledge, discriminate, not in an evil sense, but we must discriminate so that we may understand to stay away from wicked politicians and wicked rulers, to recognize a distinction, to differentiate. Is it not time that we be able to differentiate a good ruler, a good politician from a bad one, a good president from a bad one? Can we not discern and discriminate and differentiate and understand and come to see the distinction and recognize the reality that President Obama is working for the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families? He's not working for you and me, which is why he, the Obama administration, Senator McCain, Senator Graham, Senator Boxer, Senator Pelosi, these are Democrats and Republicans continuing to support and finance and arm al-Qaeda, al-Nusra in Syria, causing us to understand that the whole 9-1-1 narrative is a fictitious narrative, a lie. Can we not distinguish that reality? Can we not perceive? Do we not have knowledge and wisdom? Are we not tapping into the Most High Father for the knowledge of the Most High, supreme knowledge of the Supreme Father and the Supreme Mind of the Supreme Almighty Father? Are we not tapping into the supreme mind and wisdom of the Almighty Mother so that we with knowledge and with wisdom, this Quran says, thy Lord is wise and knowing. Wise and wisdom, feminine attribute. Knowledge, a verb, masculine attribute. All of us able to access knowledge and wisdom of the universe, that we may become justice of the people, that we may elevate by degree into the mind of the Most High, so that we may differentiate and understand wickedness from reality, that we may study the origins of all things and all persons and all people, that we may study the origins of the devil, study the origins of the angels, study the origins of the demons, study the origins of our faults. When we see Christians and Muslims fighting each other, what's the origin of that? Perceive, see, discern, understand, recognize, acknowledge, know, become acquainted with the knowledge. Become acquainted, know a person, know the knowledge, interact with the knowledge, move on the knowledge, take action with the knowledge, bring that knowledge to wisdom, deposit knowledge and facts of the universe into the womb of wisdom within our construct, that we may give justice to each other, that we may be raised by degree into the supreme mind of the Almighty Father Allah, knowledge, and the supreme mind of the Almighty Mother Allah, wisdom. See, the politicians and those in power, they are counting on us not having this knowledge and wisdom. So the point I want to make here is that Lord Yahweh, Yahweh is life, Father begetting and Mother conceiving, life giving birth, existing and existence, giving birth to life and existing and existence, and wisdom, feminine attribute. Knowledge and knowing. Is the word knowing here? I'm using the Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Knowledge. Let me hit that word knowledge and see what we can see. Right quickly. The word knowledge. Found under the number. Hang with me, sisters and brothers. The word knowledge found under the number 1847. Now, this word knowledge is a duality of masculine and feminine, because this word means knowledge, perception, skill, discernment, understanding, and wisdom. And it's interesting that it begins with knowledge and ends with wisdom. Knowledge is masculine, wisdom is feminine, and knowledge and wisdom together gives us perception that we may perceive, gives us skill that we may have all manner of skill of civilization, gives us discernment so that we may discern good and bad within ourselves, extract the bad, keep the good, that we may discern leadership, discern truth, justice, and righteousness, discern civilization, that we may have understanding and understand how to forward into the kingdom of God, kingdom of Goddess in heaven. Now, I want to go to some current affairs and current events for the remainder of our time, taking some current events and current affairs from Democracy Now. Amy Goodman has her faults, but we use her headlines because they cover such a wide range of events and affairs, and it gives us the ability, enables us to give commentary on a wide range of issues. We also keep in mind Webster Tarpley as well. Now, sisters and brothers, you know that Senator Graham and Senator McCain wanted Barack Obama to escalate the warfare and the bloodshed through bombing in Syria. Lies, fictitious narrative telling us that Syria is a threat to America. Lies, untrue. Being hypocrites by talking about Syria's chemical weapons when Israel has chemical weapons, uses them all the time on Palestinians. America used chemical weapons in Fallujah, in Iraq, white phosphorus, burning up of the skin, of flesh. Israel the same against the Palestinians. So this is hypocrisy, lying and giving fictitious narrative that Assad was using chemical weapons against his people, when in reality, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, using the chemical weapons to blame them on Assad, to justify the calling for Obama to escalate the warfare and the bloodshed. Thank God that my sisters and brothers of the human family, poor working class masses, began to call their senators. We began to call our senators, call our congresspeople, email our senators and congresspeople, saying no to war. The people of Britain put so much pressure on the British Parliament that the British Parliament refused to go with, I believe the Prime Minister's name is Cameron. I believe that's his name. Refused to go with Cameron, so Cameron had to say no to the escalation of warfare. And he was threatening to use the British crown prerogative. I don't have that exactly correct, but the British crown prerogative, the Queen gives you the prerogative as Prime Minister to usurp the authority of your parliament, who has said no. You can say yes, go anyway. And Obama, facing that dilemma, does he want to go against the wishes of the people? Does he want to go against the potential wishes of Congress? Because it looked like Congress was going to vote that escalation of warfare down. And so, because that was the reality, up till now, they're saying, okay, we won't escalate warfare like that in Syria, but continue to fund, arm, finance Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. So we say, cease the funding of Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. President Obama went on TV making his case again with this fictitious narrative, lies, and talked about American exceptionalism. And my teacher, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., said in the 60s, 67, 1968, 1967, that America claiming to be some police in the world will face the judgment of the Almighty. And the Almighty will sit America down and tell America you're too arrogant, and that the Almighty will break the backbone of her power. Prophecy is fulfilling. And so, Obama yet wanted to talk about American exceptionalism, that America can do what America wants to do, no matter whom, no matter what, no matter who says what, no matter what you think, no matter whether you think it's wrong, no matter how wrong you think it is. See, that's the doctrine that has been given to those who run America on behalf of the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class, and ruling families. And so, Putin, Vladimir Putin of Russia, wrote an op-ed in New York Times and addressed the speech of Barack Obama, talked about how it wasn't Assad of Syria letting off the chemical weapons. It was Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. And we know that Prince Bandar, Sunni ruler in Saudi Arabia, working with the CIA, armed, whether it was a setup, I don't know, but armed Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra with chemical weapons. Those chemical weapons went off. People died. We are sad for the deaths. We say cease all warfare. Cease all bloodshed. Everybody stop arming these, whether rebels or whether governments. We don't want to see more bloodshed. But Putin pointed out that Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra let off the chemical weapons to falsely accuse the Assad government, to justify escalation of warfare by Obama and his friends, and we're saying on behalf of Israel, on behalf of the House of Rothschild, to what? Protect America military bases and protect Israel and protect the House of Rothschild exercising false authority in the Golan Heights. Genie energies, gas oil deposits, and gas and oil off the coast of Israel. So Putin addressed those issues, meaning the falsely accusing the Assad government of chemical weapons and chemical warfare, and addressed this American exceptionalism and said, no, are we not all children of God? Are we not all exceptional? So don't use that as an excuse to go against international law, universal law. And we say God's law, the law of the Most High, the law of the universe, the law of existing, the law of life, the law of Goddess, the law of Yahweh, Yahuwah. So these are the issues going on today. Kerry wants to uphold the threat of strike on Syria should the diplomacy fail. See, Russia, Kerry said in an off remark, hey, if Syria gives up her weapons, we won't bomb them. So Russia, Putin, called America on it. We are able to stand back and examine all of this politically. Do we say that Putin is totally righteous? No. Do we say that Assad is totally righteous? No. We are able to examine this sophisticated reality and examine this politically and complex and sophisticated with sophistication. So Putin called Kerry on his word and offered to Assad, look, Assad, give us your weapons. We'll destroy the weapons. We'll present this information to the world. See what America does. So Kerry upset. Obama upset, McCain, Graham upset, Pelosi, Boxer upset. And so Kerry wants to yet hold the military strike over the head of Syria should the diplomacy fail. Assad, he said that the United States must end threats before Syria surrenders chemical weapons. America, exceptionalism, threatening people, playing a hypocrite. Assad and Putin, I believe, also told America, stop arming the rebels. Stop arming Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. These are the things going on in the world. Syria researcher cited by Kerry and McCain was fired for lying about credentials. So this person named Elizabeth Obagi was cited by Kerry to give us this fictitious narrative to cause us to think it is within our interest to bomb and kill poor working class Syrian sisters and brothers. This person has been found out to have lied about her credentials. Some of the current affairs and current events going on. Jah love. Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.